Welcome to In the Studio, the podcast dedicated to empowering and elevating dance creatives like you. I'm your host, Aubrey Aries, and in each episode, we'll dive into practical tips, strategies, and inspiring stories to help you take your dance career or project to the next level. Whether you're a choreographer, dancer, producer, or in any other creative role, this is the place to learn, grow, and turn your passion into a success. Make sure to subscribe, leave a review, and connect with me on AubreyAries.com for more insights and updates. Now, let's jump in to today's episode. So today I want to talk about the balancing act between your creative space and your business. Now, it's no secret that most creatives struggle with the business side or the administrative side of owning your own dance company or even being like your own boss. You know, if you're a dancer, a single performer, or even possibly a partnership. But from what I've seen over the years, dancers who are passionate, we work off of passion, the vibe, the feels, and maybe we don't get the same feeling when we're talking about marketing or the contracts, payments, the list goes on. So if that's you or you have found yourself in that space, I think today's episode might help you see a different perspective. The truth, it is possible that many creatives see their art as a form of expression and heading toward the direction of business may seem a bit uncomfortable. I know it was for me. However, to run a successful creative business, dance company, or again, being your own boss, you have to find it in you to be able to do both. And here are a few tips and tricks to help you balance your dance or creative business. Number one. All right. Dun, 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 dun. Get organized. Now, when I say get organized, what I really mean is organize yourself in a planner format, okay? Now, for me, I like to write things down in a physical book. Not so much anymore because, you know, I have a lot more going on these days. But back when I started my dance company, it was way more fun for me to write something down in a physical book with my cute little gel pens just so I can stay organized. Now, the truth is that getting the gel pens and putting in the cute little planner helped me find it exciting to plan out and organize my week. Now, I know this seems like a very simple task, but when you're trying to run a business, you're doing everything. You're marketing, you're administrative, you're choreographer, you're head dancer, you're doing it all. And it just gets harder and harder to balance it all as you grow bigger and bigger. So you want to start by having healthy and consistent organizational skills so you don't run into being overworked or running amok trying to make everything that comes into your head, right? When I first started and I realized that I needed to get organized, I was missing privates. And when you miss privates, you miss money. And so I was like, I gotta find a way. And I guess the gel pen and the cute little planner worked for me, but others that I've seen who are doing the same thing use their phone. Now, it doesn't really matter how you do it. You just need to do it. It will also keep you on timelines for choreographies that need to get done, festivals, performances, you know, gigs that you have planned. It just keeps everything nice, tidy, and organized. Number two, centralize all of your documents. If you have not built your own email yet, I highly advise you do so to centralize all emails, documents, and important miscellaneous that can be found in one place. Okay. Now, I love working in my work email, my Gmail, because I can check my mail, visit Google Docs, Sheets, and everything stays under one email. I have documents from 2016 that I will go back and refer to just to see the progress that I've made. Or I'm not even going to lie to you. I've used documents that I've created back in, you know, 6-7 years ago, and I just reformatted it and went off of that for invoices that I send now. It's just so nice that you have somewhere to go and refer back to and keeps everything kind of consistent, cohesive, and in one place. I promise you, you're going to want that when you have a big company that's going, you know, all over the world, or you're traveling as a single artist, you have all these contracts, you are going to want everything in one place. I promise. So start now. I don't know about you guys, but trying to find the best makeup for stage has always been so hard. until I was introduced to Standing O Cosmetics. I've been using Standing O for the past 3 years, and I have never felt more confident on stage. So confident, I couldn't keep this one to myself. Now my entire dance company uses this brand for performance. So now I'm letting you in on the little secret. It's easy to apply makeup with colors that pop and just elevate your stage look. So unleash your bold and vibrant side with Standing O Cosmetics. Quality stage makeup. Visit standingocosmetics.com. Use code Aubrey for your special discount. Okay, number three, I don't think I ever speak about building a dance company or building a business for yourself without this word. And I hope it sticks to you because it is so important. Structure. Number three is structure. When it comes to creating any sort of consistency for yourself, it will help you create structure. And when you have structure, you have a plan. And not only is it great for yourself, but it's also great for the future people that come and work for you, or the future dancers that come and are a part of whatever you decide to create, are going to be able to follow a consistency of structure. And it just helps everyone thrive. But it starts with you. You could build something like this. On Mondays and Tuesdays is strictly choreography, getting things done for a show that's coming up, possibly like a new solo, or if you have to practice for something that, you know, you got hired to do, anything that has to do within the studio, if time permits, working in creativity will happen on Monday and Tuesday. And then let's say on Wednesdays, that's going to be solely your administrative time. That's when you get back to emails. That's when you get back to messages or anything that pertains to the administrative side of your business. Thursday, Friday, maybe you dedicate one of those days to marketing. You know, you fully have a day of like planning your marketing on Instagram, or maybe you're doing monthly emails to people who subscribe to your website, or maybe you're working on your website. Anything that has to do with getting your brand out there could be on Thursdays. And then Friday is all of the rest of the things that maybe weren't as important to get done through the week. And it's kind of like your last minute things to do before you enjoy your weekend. Now, the reason that I say that this is so important is because, again, you don't just want to work off of your passion when you feel like doing something. It's going to make your life so much easier when you have some sort of structure and plan to follow, a POA, a plan of action. It helps you stay on top of all of the tasks that need to get done, because as a business owner, there are so many miscellaneous tasks that need to get done, and using this structure or plan of action will just help you be able to accomplish that. So there you have it. These are just a few ideas to help you find balance with your dance and your business. Give them a try and let me know how it goes. If implementing one of these things brought you more time and more money, would you do it? I hope your answer is yes. And so let's get to it. Let me know how it goes by visiting my website and leaving a comment or a quick little message. I'll talk to you next time. Stay creative, stay inspired, and I'll see you in the studio.